Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jason is here. Perfect timing for Jason to join us. He is as informed as anybody on the restaurant industry in the metro area. Press conference yesterday, 1:30. Melvin Carter and Jacob Fry, the mayors of the two biggest cities in the state, announced a new policy starting next Wednesday for restaurants. Either you are vaccinated and you show proof, or within the last 72 hours, not an at-home test, but an approved test showing that you are negative in the last 72 hours. Jason, what part of this surprises you most, and what part of it gives you the most pause, and where the criticism seems to be just?
Well, I would say I certainly didn't expect to see 2-, 3-, and 4-year-olds needing to have a positive test to go to a restaurant. That very much surprised me. You know, you're essentially saying that kids that age are not going to be able to go out to eat or to a coffee shop or to a bakery or whatever with their parents, which, you know, I don't think it's like, in terms of real impact, I don't think that's a tremendous deal. That's not a massive segment of the population, but I do think it underscores a reason for some of the criticism, where people are saying, like, what problem is this trying to solve? And I think that's a little bit what I've been hearing from restaurant owners, mm-hmm. is that, you know, everyone acknowledges that we have a big burst of cases happening right now. Omicron is spreading like crazy. Restaurants know this so well because they've had to close down because their staff members have it. But part of the issue is that the people who are becoming infected with Omicron, like myself, are largely vaccinated people. And this isn't to say the vaccine doesn't work. It's great news that those of us who are vaccinated and got infected are staying out of the hospital. And I think there's a little bit of a disconnect. The mayors are saying, we're doing this not to stop the spread. We're doing this to try to keep unvaccinated people from being infected and then going to the hospital. So I think that's the goal, right? And really, yeah. If you read this, the testing part of this is going to be a minor part. This is essentially a policy designed to guilt people or to irritate people who are not vaccinated into getting vaccinated. Saying, look, you want to be a part of life? You got to get vaccinated. That's basically what it is. That's my read on it anyway.
I'm with you, Adam. I want you to chime in, too, because I am, and I know St. Paul doesn't have this 2- to 5-year-old that you must be tested. I just don't understand what Minneapolis and Jacob Fry is thinking, Adam, that, you know, all the three of us have kids. All of our kids are older than that. But thinking, if you have a 4-year-old and you've decided we're going to some place in Minneapolis, south of Minneapolis, downtown, north Minneapolis, wherever, and you have to go get your 4-year-old tested. Really? We can't make an exception still for kids under the age of 5? This part of it, to me, is lunacy.
Lunacy, and I think restaurant owners in Minneapolis probably are saying the same thing. But
back to Jason's point about, you know, shaming people into, you know, getting the vaccine, saying, look, you want to be part of life, do it. I agree 100% on that. Should have been done months ago.
I think you're right, Adam. I mean, that's what I'm hearing from restaurant owners, too. Most of these restaurant owners are, you know, I mean, their staffs are 95, 98, 99% vaccinated. They're very pro-vaccine. But, mm-hmm. you know, what is the vaccination rate in the city of Minneapolis? It's very, very high. Right. In Hennepin County, yep. it's like 83% or something, right?
Yep. Right.
Mm-hmm. So who are we trying, you know, so that's part of me as a reporter when I stand back and say, this reminds me of the smoking ban, where people freaked out and said that business was going to go in the tank. And the reality is most people just sort of adjusted and moved on and it was fine. Not that they're, you know, can you find two restaurants that closed maybe because of the smoking ban? Maybe. Today you feel like you can't imagine allowing smoking in a restaurant. Not that I'm saying a vaccine mandate is going to be around forever, but I do, some of the hysteria about it, it at least is reminiscent of that to me. What will the real impact of this be? Well, I'm hearing already there are people canceling reservations. I'm hearing that from multiple restaurant owners. But, you know, I mean, would that have happened anyway because Omicron is surging? I mean, who knows? You know what I'm saying? So it's very hard to track the real impact of this sort of stuff.
So, Jason, I don't know as many people who own restaurants as you, but I know a decent amount. And in texting with people the last 24 hours, part of what is stood out to me is two things, that so many of them feel like, here we go again, that we get it. They're all, none of them are like anti-vax or don't believe this. And they all back up what you said that almost everybody at their various restaurants are vax, but it's like this is what they feel like. Our industry has been crushed over and over and over again. And I'm still waiting to hear somebody, and I'm going to ask Jacob Fry this very early, somebody from the administration, Jacob Fry himself or people in the administration who reached out to restaurants, well-known ones, other ones, and tried to take the temperature a little bit and talk to them, because it sounds like none of that took place. And we've watched so many restaurants go under. We have so many restaurants who are barely hanging on, and we can't get state assistance. We can't get federal assistance. They just feel like they're getting crushed on a regular basis.
Yeah, I think the annoyed is the, I don't know if that's a fair way to describe it, where people feel like the burden of all of these mandates, and not saying whether they agree with them or disagree with them, this is just a fact. The burden of enforcing these things are falling on restaurants and service, you know? And so they feel like, I mean, sometimes I push back on this a little bit because when they're complaining about it being unfair, I ask, do you want more places to be under these mandates? Are you saying it's a silly idea or you're saying everyone should be under it? You know, and I think some of this is the emotion of what's going on, where being fully logical about it isn't always the closest thing to grab onto, right? But they're frustrated, mm-hmm. and I get it. Yep. I get it. I don't know what the right answer is. I don't know. I think from the city perspective, the question really is, what are you trying to accomplish? At the same time, you know, if you look at today's newspaper, on the front page, you've got daycare centers rolling back their quarantine requirements because Omicron, the symptoms are not as, generally speaking, not as severe, and they want to keep kids in daycare. At the same time, you're saying, here's another mandate for restaurants. So, I get it. It's all these conflicting, like, Omicron's not that bad. Now we got the mandate, and people are saying, like, what's going on?
Hang on. Let's pause here. I want to get Adam to chime in on this first two on enforcement. So we talked about this endlessly in the summer about the mask mandate or other parts when it was there, even before the summer. and basically said, if you don't enforce it, what's the point? And the folks who got in trouble were the ones who were putting it on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and just flaunted it. Who's going to be paying attention to see if restaurants are really putting this in play? Back with DeRussia, Hartman, Card, and Cook here as always on Newstalk 830 WCCO. John Krasinski from The Athletic on the Wolves at the halfway point early next hour. Our friend Dermot Cowley, owner of O'Donovan's, on this same subject. Restaurants, bars, vaccines, testing, 135. Mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey, at 245. DeRush is with us. Carter, you first, though, on this. So who's going to be checking to see if restaurants are really doing this? And what's going to happen if they don't? If it's just going to be a friendly reminder, if restaurants defy this, like many restaurants did with the mask mandate, some flaunted it, some just did it subtly. Does it really matter? Don't we have to see a way to show? And God knows these folks have been punished enough. But if you're going to have a policy, you're going to have to enforce the policy, right?
Well, you would think so. But back to Jason's point about the real goal of it, to get people to, you know, finally that the remaining people who are not vaccinated to get, if that's the goal, I mean, at this point, is that really going to work? I mean, somebody's not vaccinated at this point, like, oh, shoot, now I can't go to a restaurant in Minneapolis. I can't. I think that's highly unlikely.
I don't think so.
But back to your point, your question, no, I don't see it. And honestly, is it worth the headache for them to do that? With the possibility of a confrontation or something else, I find it hard to believe. And as to who is going to be patrolling restaurant scenes to make sure that it's being complied to, I don't know.
Jason, here's another thing. I have no problem at places, not as much lately because I've slowed down because Omicron, but attending concerts or attending locations where I had to show that I was vaccinated. I don't have a problem with it. But it's a hell of a challenge for people who are working at a restaurant when they're probably hanging on because they're asking them to work so many hours. It's a tough situation. And now I got to be talking to people over and over again and doing this while I'm trying to get the customer's order and just doing the normal process, which already isn't the easiest job in the world to begin with.
I guess I'm more optimistic that this is not going to be as big of a deal as people think. So what's going to happen is if you are not vaccinated, which bear in mind, again, it's a pretty small portion of the metro population. If you're not vaccinated, you're done. You're out. You're not going to bother. Will there be some people who try to challenge it? Sure. But will most of the people just show the picture of their vaccine card that they have on their phone? Yes. I tend to think, and do we need like the city health department out there making sure? No. To me, like most people, you know, they put a stop sign at the end of my block. There's no one sitting here to make sure that I stop at the stop sign. That doesn't mean that the stop sign is useless. Most people follow rules. And so I think most people will not be a jerk. Most people, will there be jerks? Yes. I feel bad for like the hosts and the hostesses who have to already be like, hey, you got to put your mask on because everybody has a mask requirement. But I think, you know, people will do however much they want. I mean, these are city restaurants. We're not talking about some of the restaurants that during the closure decided to just open up. I mean,
so here's
you have
what
to bear
Adam
in mind,
and I talked
about. There's a difference in these restaurants.
We got a minute to go. Adam and I talked about this off air. I'm going to ask the mayors of Minneapolis and St. Paul to deputize you, vaccine sheriff. We're going to give you a cowboy hat. We're going to give you a vest.
Toothpick.
And we would like you on evenings to travel to various places in Minneapolis. Walk in there like an old school sheriff and just start patrolling the places.
Look, I get why people are mad about this. And they're like, you know, if you're a restaurant, it's like the first interaction you have with a guest is, can I see your proof of vaccination? But it's like that when you go to a concert. I don't know. I'm not saying it's a good idea or a bad idea. I have no position on that. That's not my job to decide that. But I do think the logistics of this are something that will be irritating, but less chaotic than people think it is.
All right, sir. Thank you, as always. We'll be checking out on Channel 4. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Jason DeRusha, 4:37, 9 to 10 on Channel 4. Johnny K on the Wolves, and don't forget, Mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Fry, on this policy, joins the show at 2:45.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.